K-State Nation, another edition of the Daily Weekend of the Purple Project podcast rolls on. Eddie Greer here, coming to you as usual from Manhattan, Kansas, part of the K-State Podcast Network. Well, I just said that. I'll roll with it. The Purple Project podcast, part of the plethora. As I take a swig of my water here. A podcast here in Manhattan, of course. Yeah, you have your the Power Cat podcast. Bosco Boys, another K-State podcast out there. And then there's this one, the K-State Purple Project podcast. It's not official, but it's my podcast, so we've been rolling with it now for, oh man, I gotta say, come up near 3 years now on the podcast, probably, yeah, in like May, something like that. So huge, and another milestone we're coming up on is 100 episodes of the weekly edition of the Daily of the Weekly podcast. Excuse me, so got two milestones coming up. But, of course, K-State baseball losing on the road yesterday afternoon in Game 2, which clinched the series, weekend series for the Texas Tech Red Raiders, of course. Oh my goodness. Oh, man. Texas Tech blanked. Not only that, they blanked us yesterday 14-0 in this one. The struggle continues on the road for K-State. Literally, K-State held no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. Texas Tech dominant, 14 runs on 10 hits, no errors, as Blake Coristino. Tino is now dropped to under 500 there. 2-3 on the season there. Brandon Birdsell struck out 12 K-State hitters and 6 innings of work there. All over K-State in this one. No runs there as well. And Dylan Phillips got 1 of the 3 hits for K-State there in the first inning there. And then Birdsell rolled on there as well. And then, of course, you can't make mistake baseball and expect to win. My co-host Alex said it on this week's edition of the weekly podcast. He went on and said that. Kudos to Alex again. I love his insight as usual every week on the podcast. And yeah, you can't play mistake free. And one mistake, an error, led to a run in the first inning. A couple of runs in the first inning, it kind of really set up the rolling ball, snowball effect for K-State in this baseball game. And, of course, I don't want to fast forward too much here, but Game 3 is later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock. First pitch, a little bit after that, Central Time as well. So, I don't know. just got done literally as I recorded this, just coming off of a little over a 6-mile walk this morning as I'm in the tapering phase now. Getting ready for my Oklahoma City Marathon here. Really the whole entire weekend, because I'm doing the challenge. I'm doing the 5K race on Saturday morning and then the big race on really 2 weeks from today, actually. So, yeah, countdown's on officially for that. Yeah, you can't do it as well. Then, of course, pitchers can't do anything right. Talking about K-State, 4 walks and a hit batter in the 8th inning, which we were already trailing 10-0 at that point, which added to the bleeding as well in this one as well. This is not a proud stat. The Wildcats were shut out for the first time all season long, and it equaled out to its lowest hit total all season long. And I talked about Dylan Phillips. Well, he got 1 hit in the first inning. Well, he got 66%. Of K-State's hits in his baseball game, 2 of the 3 hits in there. K-State 13 times struck out the plate as well. And Texas Tech scored multiple runs in 4 of the 8 innings that came at the bat as well in this one. 5 Wildcat pitchers combined to walk 11 at that. No, that's just recipe for disaster there as well. This is ugly, ugly performance. That score speaks to itself there as well. And let's see if K-State can click. I don't know what K-State's going to do there. And oh, by the way, I believe that record now drops them to 500 on the year, 15-15. I believe that Big 12 conference record gets worse and worse 1-7 in Big 12 play. Yes, I know they're playing front heavy on the conference side of the schedule, but it's not looking good here. Here early on here. On the positive news on the daily, weekend daily here, real quick, track and field continues to get some great finishes as they took part in the Gym Click Shootout yesterday on day one out in Tucson, Arizona. Cliff Rivetto, pretty much to sum up his comments, he was very pleased with some of the performances. As well there, as well, Shaisha Ray, Antonio Hansen, and Kyle Gale all ran personal best yesterday. All of them, actually. That came in the 400 meters. Shaisha came back and ran well in the 4x4 later on. Of course, I mentioned this, 4x4, my favorite track event, probably right up top because I participated in it in all high school as well. And of course, training is still ongoing as well. They did start off by a win by Emma Robbins, a junior, in the women's hammer, followed by Lacey Polovec, also throwing a personal best, 177. Emily Furr came in ninth, also throwing her personal best of 167 feet dash 4 there as well. Furr also competed later in the women's discus as well. Top 10, scoring a top 10 in that, Shaisha Ray in the 400 meter dash with a 52.9 as well. Then also 1-2-3 for the Wildcats men's high jump led by Devin Richardson, scoring first place there in that event there. And I'm looking at the result as a result sheet here for K-State here. Cade McCall clinched second place in the men's hammer with a 215 throw there, 11 there as well here. And then the 100 meter dash, women's 100 meter dash, Rory Nadeau scored a 11.5 there, coming in second as well. And of course, Cassidy Johnson leading the way in the women's 800 meter run there, scoring second, running at time, 2:06 there as well. Antonio Hansen, I mentioned, in the 400 meters. Hansen finished second with a 46 flat almost. And then right behind him is Gale there with a 46.6 right there. Both of them coming in second, nipped and tucked there, second and third there as well. And I'm going to wrap it up here with the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase, Thomas Hazen with a personal best there, running a 9:18 on the course there, clinched second place there, and he was 4 seconds behind the first place winner as well. I believe that's actually it. That's a one-day meet, actually, for the backtrack there for K-State track and field there. The next time they'll hit the track and field will be the John Jacobs Invitational. That's going to be the same weekend as the Oklahoma City Marathon. But this time it's going to be at the OU campus, April 22nd and 23rd at John Jacobs Track and Field Complex there. As well, everything will kick off on that Friday with the hammer, men's hammer, kicking things off there at 5 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, with daylight savings time, it gets you get longer days in that as well. So a lot to look forward to on that aspects as well. So a lot going on for track and field next week. Not this upcoming week, but the following week. And, of course, me traveling now, I'll be down there, but I won't be in Norman. I'll be in Oklahoma City as well. So kind of the tie things up a little bit on the podcast. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, episode 95 is out of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly edition with my co-host Alex Aiden as well. Well, stay tuned for more. Of course, yes, it's Sunday. I will not have my woman's number 4 favorite moment. That will come out tomorrow, so I'm moving that over a day a little bit there as well. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. Appreciate y'all. Continue to spread the word about this K-State podcast. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.